Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 365 for Tuesday, April 26th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Tuesday morning due to action in the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from 10 cents to $3 below unchanged, with the most active July contract checking in at $496.40 a ton. That's down $2.30. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Farmers continue to sell canola at a brisk pace ahead of spring seeding. U.S. soybeans were mixed to lower, which was bearish. However, gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil limited the losses. Malaysian palm oil was higher too. It actually corrected slightly after yesterday's losses hit a one-week low. Dry weather in parts of Western Canada was bullish, and there is uncertainty over the extent of water damage to the soybean crop in Argentina, and that has made traders hesitant to sell until more information is available. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Taking a look at the U.S., soybeans were slightly lower with the July contract at $10.09 a bushel. Traders took profits on the heels of yesterday's gain. The crop progress report compiled by the USDA was also bearish, as it found 3% of the nation's soybean crop was in the ground, and that is higher than the five-year average. However, some private forecasters cut their estimates for Argentina's soybean crop, and that was supportive for prices. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $3.79 a bushel. The market was pressured by yesterday's USDA report, which found that 30% of the U.S. crop had been seeded, which was well ahead of the 16% average. However, some rain is forecast to fall in the U.S. Midwest, which could delay seeding. Rumors that Brazil may start buying U.S. corn was bullish for the market. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the July contract sitting at $4.75 a bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 42% seeded as of Sunday, which was well ahead of the average at just 28%. Wheat conditions around the globe look decent, with crop estimates edging higher in Ukraine and Russia, and Europe appears to have another strong crop coming along. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.